Chris Morning Update Special Edition Sunday May the 7th 今天的特刊我们聚焦巴菲特的股东大会，有六大问题值得我们关注。第一点，坐拥900亿美金现金的伯克希尔公司何时会进行超大型并购？第二，巴老如何看待科技股？第三，巴老如何看待富国银行碰到的麻烦？第四，特朗普当选总统对投资界有什么影响？第五，巴老如何看待当今世界对冲基金的主动投资和指数基金的被动投资？当然，最后的第六点也是我们无法逃避的一个问题，就是巴菲特的接班人到底会是谁？ It's the weekend when thousands of Warren Buffett's acolytes made a nearly holy pilgrimage to Nebraska to spend money on ice cream, candy, diamonds, and doodads, while also taking the opportunity to listen to the Oracle of Omaha and his faithful sidekick, Charlie Munger, wax poeticon all things investment related for hours on end. The Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting festivities really get underway on Saturday with a 6-hour question and answer marathon for shareholders, albeit a break for lunch. Last year, the whole thing will be live streamed on Yahoo Finance beginning around 10 a.m. Eastern. Here's a look at some subjects that are virtually certain to come up during the talk fast. The first question.Time to make a big, big deal. With around $90 billion in cash sitting on the books, there is a growing anticipation that Buffett and company are poised to make a blockbuster acquisition. After all, Buffett has long noted that given Berkshire's immense size, it takes ever larger transactions to move the needle in terms of investment performance. I hate cash, Buffett said in a CNBC interview that aired Friday,but lamented how low interest rates make it difficult because others are ready to buy with borrowed money and borrowed money is so cheap. Bloomberg's noted buzz among their Buffettologists and deal mavens of the potential for a whopper of an acquisition focused on a big-name firm that, in line with Buffett's long-standing criteria, owns a strong competitive advantage and has a line on a solid string of predictable earnings.But don't look for Buffett to make a deal just because cash is burning a hole in his pocket. As deals expert Peter J. Clark of University of College in London has noted, expensive price tags on stocks could mean the timing deep into the merger cycle isn't quite right. The second question, Warren Buffett, is he a tech maven?Buffett famously set out the tech bubble in the late 1990s, but Berkshire has made some interesting investments in recent years, including taking a lackluster performing stake in IBM that's drawn some criticism. More recently, Berkshire has built a big investment in Apple, up 1.66% in February.Buffett told CNBC he had more than doubled his Apple holdings since the beginning of the year, giving Berkshire a 2.5% stake. Buffett also made clear that the Apple purchase was his decision rather than an investment by one of his portfolio managers, Ted Westchester or Todd Combs, as had been suspected. Buffett told the cable channel that while he doesn't own an iPhone, the company sells a very sticky product.Indicating he views Apple as something he understands quite well, a company that makes a product that is highly valued by consumers. As for IBM, Buffett told CNBC he has cut stakes by around a third after losing some confidence in the firm. A third question, Wells Fargo Walls. Buffett and Munger are both quick to preach about the importance of integrity, so don't be surprised if the pair get some pointed questions about the sales practices scandal that rocked Wells and Fargo and Cole last year. After remaining largely silent, Buffett in November called the scandal at one of his favorite firms an egregious mistake that resulted from poorly designed sales incentives. Buffett praised the bank's new chief executive, and in what is seen as a vote of confidence,didn't sell any shares following the eruption of the scandal. Berkshire, the bank's largest shareholder, also voted all of its shares in favor of re-electing the Wells Fargo board in a contentious ballot last month. Berkshire did trim its holdings last month to keep to its ownership below 10%. And the fourth is about the politics. Buffett campaigned for Hillary Clinton, and neither he nor Munger had much nice to say about Donald Trump in the run-up to the election day. At last year's annual meeting, Buffett was asked if his vocal support for Clinton could come back to hurt Berkshire if Trump won the presidency. Buffett quipped that if Trump won, the impact on Berkshire's portfolio won't be the main problem. He then went on to say that he expected Berkshire to be just fine regardless of who won. So far, so good. As of Thursday's close, Berkshire's Class A and Class B shares were up just shy of 13% since Election Day, and Berkshire stands to benefit from many Trump proposals, including a large cut in the corporate income tax and the president's pledge to slash regulations across industries. Expect Buffett to stick to his long-term contention that U.S. is poised to remain a world beater thanks to its strong institutions and traditions, ensuring a long-term bullish outlook for stocks and the economy. And the fifth is about hedge funds and active managers. Buffett devoted a significant chunk of his annual investor letter earlier this year to an early victory lap, celebrating an almost certain win in a 10-year bet that expires this December, pitting Buffett's choice of an S&P 500 tracking index fund versus the performance, including fee, of a selection of hedge funds. Buffett, who famously built his fortune picking undervalued stocks, used the occasion to bash active managers in general and to argue that most investors, large and small, should stick to low-cost index funds. Ted Sides, the former Protege Partners executive who initiated the bet, pushed back, arguing that he'd be tempted to double down on the bet over the coming 10 years period, given the historically high valuation of the S&P 500. It's a topic Buffett seems to enjoy talking about, so it is likely he'll have more to say on Saturday. And last but not least, succession is in focus. It's almost inevitable that 86-year-old Buffett will get asked a question seeking to divine clue as to who will succeed him at Berkshire's helm. And it is almost inevitable Buffett will remain inscrutable. Several names are thought to be in the mix, including Ajit Jain, who runs Berkshire's insurance business, and Greg Abel, who leads the firm's energy operations, but Buffett has repeatedly said that only Berkshire's board knows the answer. And that's our update for the special edition on Sunday. Stay tuned for update on May the 8th.